Wolf, Bob Elliott, and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Once again, it's time to call our stars out again. Bob and Ray, will you come out and say a final few words to us?
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure occurring here on this program today, and I've always enjoyed that type of role.
I understand your next motion picture will be a costume piece. Is that right?
That's right. It's the story of the Millard Fillmore presidency, and I play the vice president.
And, Bob, I understand you play him as a young man, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to that, and... welcome back anytime you find the time.
I want to say this, that it's always been a pleasure appearing on this program, and of course working with Ray is always an honor.
Yes, and it's always a pleasure having you here.
Thank
without
you,
you
much,
fine
I
actors,
really mean it.
We couldn't do a production of that.
I've always enjoyed working with you.
This is
Bob.
Thank you.
Thank
now.
You.
Goodbye.
So long, everybody.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Who was that third guy?
The people over on the boat with us.
This is the 10th of February, huh?
Yes, and it's this is a Wednesday, and we thought the rest of this week that we'd all be kind to do with Kirby.
It isn't a full be kind to anybody week. It's just kind of a half be kind to, or be half kind to Derwood Kirby.
I think that would be better. Yes, because he's a very tall guy anyway, isn't he?
Sure, and if you have the time, why don't you drop him a postcard here at CBS? I think he would be very happy to hear from you.
Just tell him that you're with him all the way, you know? It's a comfort to know. Now then, Wally Blue is over in Brisbane, Australia. What part of Australia is that?
Brisbane, I believe, is on the west coast.
Could that be Queensland, or it's not in New South Wales, is it?
I don't think it's in New South Wales.
I'm not quite sure. Does anybody here have definite information as to where it is?
It's in Australia.
I forget the map of Australia as I think about it.
You have the map of Australia on your face.
Yes, so. I've been told that many times.
Looks like you got kicked by a kangaroo.
Well, that may happen while we're
you
done.
Know, I love to talk with the people on the radio like that. My friends back home think that I'm a riot.
Where do you call home, ma'am? Why don't you come up here on the stage as long as you can?
All right.
Oh, Blue, will you call Blue and tell him to wait a minute?
Gee, I don't know, Bob. This lady looks like she could be a real, problem.
Yes.
Well, a bore, too. And we paid for the phone lines. Ma'am, I wonder, would you go back down? I don't think we're going to talk with you at all.
We got a kick out of that, Ray.
Okay, gee, she's a good scout. All right, Wally Blue in Brisbane, Australia. Come in, please. Let me get my headset on here.
Brisbane, Australia. Wally Blue speaking, winner of 17 Diction Awards, and greeting you from the annual Kangaroo Show here on the outskirts of Brisbane. In a moment, we will see some obedience tests, some best in show tests, and some of the broad jump and boxing events. But first, I'd like to talk with one of the leading kangaroo trainers. Mr. Boomer, would you come over here, please?
Delighted to come over and talk with you. Where are you talking to? Back to the United States?
Yes, we're recording this for later broadcast use.
Mm-hmm.
Probably on the 10th of February.
Yes.
How long have you been training kangaroos, or is that a professional secret?
Well, it's been less than a year. It's been about 10 months, Mr. Ballou, that I've been actively engaged in training and judging kangaroos here at the kangaroo contest.
Well, when you come to judge a kangaroo, what are the various points you look for outside of long ears?
You look for a well-shaped ear in a kangaroo. See his jaws cut properly. See that there's the pouch is neat and clean. And the quality of his coat is good.
Uh-huh.
Luster.
What?
And luster.
Luster.
You want me?
Well, we'll get to you, Luster, a little bit later.
All right.
I want to finish with Mr. Boomer.
I just wanted to finish this, too.
Sure.
Delicious.
You don't talk like this.
Anyway.
Like...
What's Luster eating, anyway?
Well, it looks like ice cream on a stick.
Oh, okay.
You don't talk as if you're British in any way, Mr. Boomer.
No. Well, see, I immigrated here to Australia a year ago.
Oh, just about the time you began to train these...
That's right, yes.
...furry creatures. Well, now we're going to move over here and witness the broad jump.
Yes, I came out from Yugoslavia a year ago. That's why I don't have much of a Australian accent.
Mr. Luster, I wonder if you could explain what the...
I'm not through with this yet. I'm still eating it.
Well, who can describe the broad jump for us?
I'll be delighted to.
All right, we're back to Mr. Boomer now. Do you have a kangaroo in this event, sir?
Yes, I do. That's my kangaroo over there.
What's his name, could you tell us?
His name is Leo.
All right, and the record for this event is something like 14 feet, I understand.
Yes.
Does he get a chance
kangaroo, to... Kangaroo, my name. What?
Does he get a chance to run up to the starting line and then take
this a... This is the hop contest, that's right.
All right, well, anytime you're ready, we're...
They're hopping now.
Oh, I see them, yes. That's a long hop. Standing kangaroo hop, right?
This fella has a nice beat.
What do you do with these kangaroos when they get too old to compete in active competition like this?
Well, we put them out on the farm in western Kentucky.
Do they make good pets?
Well, no. You see, a kangaroo, you know, is likes to fight, and he kicks. He leaves the ground, and he can if he hits you in the stomach, you won't breathe for about 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to, because I understand you're going to step into the ring here tomorrow.
I'm going to wrestle with
now. Mr. Boomer is in the ring with Leo, and Leo leads with a fast right. Two rear feet.
I don't think I'm going to finish this.
And he's...
You can talk with me.
Well, I can't eat ice cream and describe a fight at the same time, Buster.
Yeah.
It looks as if Boomer is getting the worst of this.
He always does.
And Leo is rearing back, ready to let go with both feet. And there he's down. He is down. And it looks as if the wind has been knocked out of him for 3 or 4 days. Mr. Boomer... Could you say something for our Bob and Ray microphone?
Well, very little.
Would you like to finish this ice cream?
Oh, get out of here.
No, he doesn't feel like talking, and so it's back to New York. Well, back to our headquarters here.
Let's see. Why don't we make a reference to...
World Tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
A passing reference. And how passing a reference should we make just now?
Well, it's radio's most complete evening roundup of the news, and besides, it's on this network, so I thought we might just give it a little mention.
So that reminds me, did you hear recently about that fellow who listens to it each night with a camera in his hand?
No, I haven't heard about that.
He likes to take a picture of his radio every time an important story breaks.
Great.
I tell you, he's got a whole album full of photos of his radio snapped at the very moment he was listening to some of the most momentous news of our time.
Well, I can see how flipping through an album like that would be as good as a stroll down memory lane.
Yeah. What say we just say, let the world tonight keep you... No whispering, please.
I was asking Andy if he wrote this.
No. Let the world tonight keep you posted every night on most CBS radio stations.
That conveys the message.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Mug Mellish, Jet Ordway, and Billy Headstrong left Lawrence Fechtenberger on the planet Venus, where he was promised anything he wanted to do in the way of employment. They returned to Earth, and now, outside his frozen custard stand, we see Lawrence Fechtenberger as...
Well, I'm getting so now that I'd hate to ever leave Venus.
Say, could I have a cherry vanilla frozen custard?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, no. Please, no money. Hi, sweetheart.
You mean you're giving him away?
Sure. Would you like some ice cream?
Just let go.
Okay.
Do you have pistachio?
Just a second.
Our shoulders are relaxing now.
Traffic is heavy. Going past
custard stand.
Well, this is a rush hour, you know.
Right and is leaving your body.
Yes, dear. What flavor did you want?
Pistachio.
Let me look and see.
Or fresh blueberry.
You don't...
And free from care.
We don't have blueberries here on Venus. Oh, if the cops ever see those fellows going that fast, they're going to be in trouble. Look, fella, why don't you flake off, take the cherry and go.
Okay, yeah.
What was that, the telephone, dear? Hello.
Hello, Fechtenberger. This is the commandant at the Interstellar Space Academy.
On Earth?
Well, I'm on Earth, yes, but we're bouncing this message off the moon to you on Venus.
Oh.
Say, we'd like to have you back here, Fechtenberger. We've got big plans for you and Mellish and Jet Orbiter.
Oh, you're kidding. You don't expect me to go back there, do you? Really?
Well, the Academy isn't the same without you, Fechtenberger.
Gee, the last time I was talking to you, you weren't really living up to the responsibilities of a commandant.
Oh, well, I slept it off, and I feel much better now.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. We'll call Mom and Pop and tell Jet and Mug that old Lawrence is all right here on Venus, and I'm never returning.
All right, they've been asking for you, incidentally.
Yeah. What does a call like this cost, Commandant?
Well, I haven't checked with Space Radio Headquarters.
Sweetheart, would you like to...
What's that, Fechtenberger?
All right, no, sweetheart is gone. I wanted her to say hello to you.
Oh, well, I'll be calling back in a day or so.
Anytime.
Take care of yourself.
Anytime. Jerk.
And so, despite the Commandant's request that Fechtenberger return to Earth, he decides to remain on Venus. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Fechtenberger say,
I tell you, I have to get back to Earth immediately.
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Kennedy.
Welcome recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold. So I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. A fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Thank you, Lyle.
Ernie?
Does dandruff dull your hair, leave scalp itchy? Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo and get rid of unsightly dandruff in 3 minutes. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, unsightly dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave your hair up to 35% brighter. Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
We'll be back with our parting words in just 10 seconds.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thoughts.
Crosby and Clooney will be back February 29th on the CBS Radio Network.
And from KCBS AM-FM in San Francisco, 74 and more. That's how many different programs KCBS Radio offers you through the day and through the week. How many have you listened to recently? Have you heard the news? News of...
For me, you play the chorus back. For you, we talk to later.
Skip Martin, I concentrate on you. Orchestra and chorus, and you're an old smoothie, and that's our parting shot for this week.